With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I want to tell you a story that right now, when I start telling you it, if you have a vacation that is planned and you're flying, you're more than likely going to get like an upset stomach when you you hear this. I think I'd rather be on a plane that had turbulence than on a plane that prior to getting on it, I had to get on a scale to weigh myself and have it written down by the people from the airline. So this is a story that is breaking this morning. And the story is that on some flights, particularly some of those smaller regional type jets, they haven't been weighing people to see how much the weights differ per, you know, different flights.
Yeah.
And one of the problems is we've all gotten fatter and people have gotten bigger, and they've been doing it based off of old
averages
that they've had. Yeah,
yeah, it's very delicate scale of scale, no pun intended, of the weight that, you know, they have to really be careful about how much planes weigh, especially those smaller ones, to ensure the lift and safety. And not just pandemic, we've gotten bigger, but the last 2 decades, we've gotten bigger. America has an obesity problem.
You don't have any idea how heavy you are?
And they were still going off of 70s numbers, 1970s. So the calculations for safe flying have, and not to mention, by the way, passengers are now packing every item of clothing they own and way overpacking for like a weekend somewhere, bringing the suitcases that weigh more than they do.
The interesting thing that I was reading this article, and they were talking about how when they weigh you, they may actually move you to a different portion of the plane based on your weight.
Mm-hmm. That's so happened to me before. I've been on those little puddle jumpers, mm-hmm. and I'll be in the back row, and they say, can you move up to the second row, please? We're trying to balance the weight. And I'm like, mm-hmm. if the plane's that fragile,
oh,
that,
it makes me so
that
nervous.
Makes me nervous. Like, if I got to move up 6 rows to help this thing fly, that makes me nervous.
Yeah, we can't get off the ground, sir. You can't sit up there. They usually try to put me in the back so the plane pops a wheelie. It's like, good lift. Oh, hold on a second. We're having a hard time. The tail of this thing. I hate flying those regional jets. When I mean regional jets, I'm talking about, you know, like those little planes that
it's
like
one,
you
can it's get one row on one side and yeah. like two seats on the other side.
Yeah. And it usually is between like city to city. Like if you want to go from like, I don't know, Grand Rapids to Des Moines, Iowa, or from Chicago to Detroit or whatever, you know.
With this weight thing, they're not going to obviously tell you your weight out loud.
No, what they're going to do is
no, they will.
This is crazy. Right? What they're going to do is prior to you getting on a scale, they're going to guess what your weight is, and if they don't get it right, they give you a stuffed animal to go on the plane with.
If my doctor's
being
office
serious, by the way, you jerk.
No, they're not going to let other people see your weight, and there is going to be an opt out, which to me defeats the whole purpose
Everybody's
of doing
gonna
it.
Opt out.
Yeah.
No, what they should do is they should get on. I'm sorry, Megan, I know you're going to tell us about the doctor, but they're going to get on the little speaker system and go at gate B24. We've got a guy here that weighs 325 pounds. I'm sorry, Megan, what are you saying about the doctor's office? That's an embarrassing place to go have to get weighed. I hate that, don't you?
Yeah. I was just going to say, if my doctor's office can't keep their damn mouth shut, I was with people at the airport.
Right.
Please. Megan.
Well, the doctor's office still has that, like, some of them have the, Dr. Werner's office does,
they move the weights.
Yes, they move the weights.
That's
over.
Mean. That is
oh,
so
I hate
mean.
That one.
It's so shaming. They're like, oh, I got to move the big one over, not right. just the little slide.
The doctors that I've been going to for my heart stuff, they have one of those scales that it looks like they put like meat on, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like where it's a digital scale. And so I got on the scale, and I always try to do this. I'm really good at like small talk when I get on in there. Hey, so what's going on? Oh, how you doing? By the way, last time you told me about your son. Oh, that's great. I get on the scale and then I get off real fast. And then I want to tell them verbally what the scale said, but I want to take off like 5 or 6 pounds, uh-huh. maybe even more. And I didn't realize they have a memory on the thing. So I get off of the scale and I said to her, I go, yeah, you know, and I tell her the weight and she goes, oh, wow, that's a really considerable drop from the last time you were here. Hold on, let me just see. And she hits the memory button and goes, oh, you might have been mistaken.
Wow.
Did you know that? That no. They have those things on no. there? They have a little memory. Well, you don't have to worry about it, but.
You know where I just had to be weighed to fly is when I did that helicopter tour 2 weekends ago with myflighttours.com. They weighed my friend Ashley and I before we got on.
How'd you guys feel when that happened?
I always get on a scale backwards ever since I was pregnant with Lucy.
So you can't see the number?
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Well, I'm going to do the same thing in the airport I do at home. I'm going to take all my clothes off. I'm going to take everything out of my pockets and be down in my underwear.
And say, hold on, I got to poop real quick.
Yeah, exactly. I'll come right back.
Hey, Jen, what's up?
Hey, so it wasn't for flying, but it was for my COVID shot at DMC. I had to get in line in front of 50 people, and they were asking your weight in front of 50 people. I quickly wrote it on the back of a folder so that nobody would hear what my weight was.
Why? I did not get asked for that.
Yeah, it's weird.
It was crazy. Huh. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
You too.
Take care of yourself.
Did you get asked for
your weight? No. They didn't ask me my weight. Well, maybe.
Did he also ask you for your phone number, too, at the same time? The other story that I thought was interesting, too, is hugs are coming back, but not everyone is thrilled about it. With people taking their masks off, also comes people that are like saying, hey, you know what? I'm vaccinated and I want to get back to being able to, you know, be pre-pandemic. And pre-pandemic was a big hugging time. And I'll be honest with you. I'm a hugger. I love to hug. And I know that there are some people that don't want to be touched. They don't want to be hugged. But I want to hug you. So I think that it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you know, can't we get back to it? But there are people that are really not happy about the idea that hugging is coming back.
Nothing personal. It just makes me a little uncomfortable and I can't do it.
Yeah.
We've had touch deprivation for the last year and a half. You know, some people just miss hugs. But I this weekend when I was seeing old friends, I was like, I need to ask first because I don't know if people feel they still want that buffer zone. Even if everybody in the party's been vaccinated, they might not be ready for it because it's been so long.
Etiquette.
Have you ever heard the term skin hunger?
No, what's that?
We learned about it in one of my like childhood development classes in college, but it's something that happens when you're an adult too. It's that feeling when you like physically crave human touch, like skin hunger. And I always tell my friends like, I have skin hunger when I like need a hug.
Is that after I've had like 4 drinks in a bar on a Friday night and see some cute girls? Like, what is that? The same thing or
that's
no?
That's very Hannibal Lecter-y.
I was going to say, it sounds so cannibalistic.
Yeah. It sounds really creepy, but that's what it's called.
I was telling our boss, Paul, that I don't want handshakes to come back, but I miss hugs. Like, I'm a hugger. I'd rather hug than shake someone's hand.
Well, then you're in a good spot because I've got etiquette expert Elaine Swan, who's telling you how you can post-pandemic hug someone.
Ask first. Don't use any movement towards them, but instead keep to yourself, making them feel comfortable and say, hey, are you open for hugs?
Yes.
And once you get that permission, then go right on in.
And this is, by the way, the thing that everybody does nowadays. Have you noticed this? Everybody, whenever they're around you, they'll always end up saying,
I would say, hey, I'm fully vaccinated. Are you open for handshakes?
Yes. Then wait for the all clear.
Yay, handshakes are back.
Isn't that funny how everybody will, like,
everybody's
got to
give you their credentials.
If somebody bumps into you in a parking lot of a grocery store, you know, like as you're walking down an aisle or whatever, they'll go, I'm vaccinated. Like yeah. they'll tell you right away.
Are we going to have to carry our cards and like start showing people now?
Well, we talked about that with the whole mask thing. I don't think it's come down to that. What are you talking about, for hugging?
Yeah. I
mean, only for the reach around. Oh, okay. Are you going to have to be like fully vaccinated?
Get rid of the elbow bump, though, please.
Oh, yes. It's the worst. Yeah.
Okay.
It is the
getting just as close.
I hate
when people do that.
It's the absolute worst. And then the final story I wanted to bring up for you guys: women say that they like the mask because the mask is their invisible cloak to keep themselves from the male gaze. According to a story that was in the Los Angeles Guardian, women want mask mandates for this pandemic to continue because they say that they felt more comfortable wearing them. One person says, I don't want to feel pressure to have to smile at people and making sure people think that I'm friendly or likable. it's almost like taking away the male gaze. There's a freedom of taking that power back. The Guardian spoke with Becca Marcella, who is a Chicago area bookstore worker, and she said that it's consistent that most people that are inside of her bookshop that come in there are keeping their mask on, and the reason is they want to not have the feeling of people being so intimate with them, knowing exactly what their facial expressions are as they're looking at books or kind of walking around the store.
See, I still feel like I like smiling at people. I still feel like I need to do it even with the mask on, but just with my eyes. Mm-hmm. Like it. That,
yeah. Oh, so
it,
you're smizing. Thanks, Tyra. That's
right. Honestly, though, like I still want to acknowledge that I'm like, you know, happy to see you or whatever. I do like the mask just if I'm feeling like crap and I don't have, like, you know, I'm not all done up or whatever. It's nice to have a hat on and the mask on and walk out of my house and not feel like.
So give me your eyes. Oh, it's like the, is that squinting?
No, it's just like, you know, like
I would look at that and
like,
go, she can't see anything. Why?
You can tell when someone's smiling with their eyes.
Yeah. You can?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about if they're angry with you with their eyes? Let me see your anger.
Well, I usually see them looking at their phone to call the cops on.
I do have to tell you, though, it was so nice on Saturday, I think it was, when I was waiting in line at a Starbucks to see people like have a smile on their face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it was actually really, and I honestly got the feeling that the people that were working behind the counter were less uptight, because I feel like people who are working in stores maybe have dealt with some crap over the last year of trying to see who are going to be the
problem,
the hidden a-holes, you know what I mean? And with seeing somebody's face, like, think about this, like, what is it? Chronic bitch face. Like the people
resting
bitch face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, you can read the trouble coming from a mile away.
I know this sounds so cheesy, but like when you smile at somebody, it means so much.
It
it
diffuses
really,
everything, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah.
What's going on, Lindsay?
Hi. How are you guys today?
Good.
We're good. What's up? We're smiling at you, by the way, if you can't see us. I'm doing that with my eyes right now.
Yeah. So I have really severe social anxiety, and I have never felt more free to go out into stores and stuff than I do right now with the mask mandate.
It brings you a little relief, huh, to wear the mask?
It really does, yeah. And I'm a teacher, too, so you wouldn't think that social anxiety would be a thing, but it is actually, like, a really bad thing. So the mask mandates help a lot.
I think, there's obviously going to be people that are going to continue to wear the masks forever. They've said that. And I think it just creates not only a physical barrier, but also a psychological barrier. So it kind of gives you a little relief. Maybe you feel like you don't have to smile to people as much or talk to people. It kind of makes you feel comforted behind that mask.
Absolutely.
So will you keep it on then?
I probably will for a while, for safety's sake as well, even though I'm vaccinated. But I think, for a little while, I think I definitely will be keeping the mask on.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? It's everybody's right to do what everybody wants to do, right? That's the
Absolutely.
Cool part of the country we live in. What's going on, Brooke?
Hi. So the one good thing about masks that I found through this pandemic was eye contact. It forced people to make eye contact again.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
That's a good thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that's a good thing.
Megan's not down.
Thank you for the call.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.